So does is number one like your most favorite?
You know,
or does it
I
go down?
No, it's just 10 songs that I like. Because I couldn't
you
yeah,
couldn't
it was
place
too
them?
Much work. Okay. I couldn't place them. I had such a fucking hard time coming up with just 10.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Welcome to this week's Christmas episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I am so full of the Christmas spirit, I could shit.
Okay. I guess before we get on to the Christmas thing, we have to tackle the big white elephant in the room, which is everybody's most favorite TV show might be going off the air.
Oh, can we only pray? Let's pray for a Christmas miracle. Come on. Come on. Let's pray.
I'm not religious, and I'll pray for that.
Let's pray that Dick Dynasty goes away.
Yeah, so the guy from Duck Dynasty, I guess the main guy, according to what everybody's saying.
The father.
The father.
Yep.
Made some inappropriate comments to GQ magazine and was basically suspended off of the show.
That's funny. How can you get suspended off of a reality show?
Well,
interesting.
Yeah. So he made some inappropriate comments about gay people, and the time has come for them to go away. The Duck Dynasty guys, not the gay guys.
Oh.
It's time for the Duck Dynasty guys to go away. They've had their moment in the sun. They've now fucked up, and now they need to go away. And, the people who are saying that his First Amendment rights are being fucking violated need to learn what the First Amendment is.
Stupid.
First Amendment only applies to the government. It doesn't apply to private businesses. And A&E is a private business, and they can do whatever they fuck they want with somebody who works for them.
That's right.
So fuck off, all you people who think that he's being taken advantage of or whatever they were saying. Anyway, Merry fucking Christmas. So, we actually did something this week.
We did.
Which we don't normally do. Yes.
What's that?
You and I did something. We actually planned something for the show.
We did. We had homework.
We had homework. We've talked about in the past, we've talked about Christmas movies and we talked about Christmas traditions. So I figured this year we would talk about Christmas music. Because it's something that I don't think we've ever really talked about on the show. So I figured it's virgin ground. It's all like we didn't compare notes. So, but you sent me some files that I'm going to like edit in after we talk about some of the stuff. So, we did our 10 most favorite and 10 most hated Christmas songs.
Yes.
And I figure the way that we're going to do this is we'll go kind of one by one. We'll do a favorite and then we'll do a hated one for each of us. And then depending on what you say, I'll edit in yours, and I guess I'll edit in mine too. Now, see, I have massive homework after this because now I have to go and find songs.
Yes, you do.
Yes. So,
although I probably have them. Just saying.
You might have all the hated ones. I don't have any of the hated ones. Okay. So we're going to start, you don't really have these in order, so I'm just going to ask you what you think your number 10 would be, because we're going to go from 10 to 1. So what is your 10 most favorite? Out of what you sent me, what is your 10th most favorite Christmas song?
My 10th most favorite Christmas song?
Yes.
I would have to say it's the number 1 on that file.
So Step Into Christmas?
Step Into Christmas, the old Elton John song. However, this is done by the Pupini Sisters.
Welcome to my Christmas song. I'd like to thank you for the years. So I'm sending you this Christmas card.
Okay.
Pupini Sisters are a female singing group.
And what makes this your 10th most favorite?
It's just a fun song.
Is it?
It's fun.
As we just heard.
As we just heard. It's okay. A party.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's a party.
It
puts you in the right mood.
Okay.
And that's all that matters.
Okay. My number 10th most favorite my number 10th most favorite Christmas song has to be 12 Days of Christmas as done by John Denver and the Muppets.
Oh, well, that's good.
There's nothing like when they get to day number 8 and on the 8th day of Christmas, instead of "My True Love Gave to Me," it's Beaker doing his me, 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 me. That makes me laugh every single time.
Really? It's not the ba-dum, bum, bum.
No, that's stupid.
Oh, I told that.
And it's not the John Denver part. It's got to be that it's the Beaker part. And it's the Muppets all like all together and they're all singing and stuff.
True.
I guess I can't do that. Okay, never mind.
What can't you do?
I was going to do something, but I'm not going to do it now. I remember like a lot of these goes back to when I worked in the movie theater for 6 years when I was in high school and after high school. And one of the things that we played every Christmas was in a little boombox that sat behind the Christmas tree in the lobby. And every year we did the 12 Days of Christmas and like people were given characters. So when the song came on, they would sing their part, like in the middle of like a busy lobby.
Oh.
So yeah, I have fond memories of the 12 Days of Christmas.
That sounds dorky. Well, I can shatter your memories of the 12 Days of Christmas with my number 10 worst rendition of the song.
Which is?
It's from an album called Christmas in Hawaii by Jim Nabors.
Oh.
On the second day of Christmas, my tutu gave to me 2 coconuts and 1 mine of burden.
So what, you're going to counteract all my good ones with all your crappy ones?
Possibly.
Oh, okay.
We can only hope.
Okay.
It's a great bad song to check out. He changes all the lyrics so that you're actually getting like pineapples and hula skirts and little Hawaiian boys and stuff.
See, is that kind of like the Don McKenzie, the Don and the McKenzie brothers. What the hell are their names? Bob and Doug. Bob and Doug. So it's kind of like that where they change it in order to fit wherever they are.
Sure.
Like they do Canada. Jim Nabors is doing Hawaii.
Sure. Yeah. Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay.
So what would be your number 10 hated song?
I would have to go with Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
It has nothing to do with the fact that I'm married to a Puerto Rican woman. It's just I don't like the song.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I can make you hate it even more. Because I have included the David Hasselhoff version.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Yeah, but that... Wait a minute. Yeah, but that's on your most hated. Don't say that yet.
Well, I already did.
Oh, okay. So then... It's
double hated.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't think it... I think if we come up with a common song, we should address it right away. We shouldn't, you know, waste and go, oh, and here's the song I love, Feliz Navidad.
No, see.
Oh, that's... but I hate that one. That sucks. You suck. Fuck Christmas. Okay, so that was...
Feliz Navidad for you.
Yes.
Okay. 9th most liked for you, what's on your good list there?
It would have to be the Christmas classic, Frosty the Snowman. And the version I've included is actually by Billy Idol.
Oh, nice.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose, and his eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman made the children laugh and play, and when they surprised him.
And it is not at all what you're going to expect to hear from Billy Idol. Billy Idol produced a very straightforward, family-friendly Christmas album a couple of years ago.
Well, because he's out of the spotlight. There's no, yes. You know.
Yes.
You know, he's got to do his thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing like, it's a great day for a white Christmas.
Although, wouldn't that be awesome?
That kind of would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
We should let him know. I bet he listens.
Okay.
He must be listening.
Okay. I'll get him on the podcast next week.
Get him on the horn?
Yeah, get him on the horn. All right, my number 9 is Your Mean One, Mr. Grinch.
Okay.
From
the original version?
Yes, from the classic Dr. Oh, fuck me.
Seuss?
Dr. Seuss. I'm having
Dr.
a bad
fuck
day.
Me. I've never been to him. I don't think he's the doctor I want to see.
Okay, so from the Dr. Seuss classic, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Grinch.
I've heard many versions of it, but the original one is the one that I like the best.
Okay.
I
now,
sing
do you know? Do you know who the voice is that's singing that song?
Oh, isn't it? See, now you're gonna fucking quiz me, and I'm gonna look like an idiot because I'm having trouble focusing. So isn't it Burl Ives?
No,
it's not. Who is it?
It's Tony the Tiger.
Oh, okay.
Burl Ives.
What was I thinking? Never mind. I don't know.
You're thinking of Holly Jolly Christmas from Rudolph because he was the snowman.
Okay. See, I knew it had something to do with my childhood Christmas.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, what's another hated one of yours?
Another hated one of mine?
Yes.
It's a song by Tiny Tim called That's What I Want for Christmas.
My daddy's life and song. Keep my mother safe and strong. Let me have a boy.
Okay, and what don't you like about that one?
It's Tiny Tim singing a Christmas song.
What's wrong with Tiny Tim? Tiptoe through the tulips.
Yes, it's him and his ukulele, and it's a horrifying 13-second clip. But boy, is it good!
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And for you?
It would have to be Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, the Bruce Springsteen version.
Really?
Yes.
That's a classic.
And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Again, it goes back to the movie theater. We had The company that I worked for would send us tapes to play with in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Like back when cassette tapes were a thing.
Sure.
And there were like 3 Christmas songs on them. And if you worked an 8-hour shift, you heard Santa Claus Is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen maybe 30 times. And it got to the point where they never sent us new tapes for Christmas. So we played it for like 5 years in a row. And now I can't listen to it without smelling popcorn and wanting to kill myself.
Oh.
So.
But Santa's going to bring Clarence a new saxophone.
Not this year.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. I told you, a lot of this is tied to my childhood.
Oh, your childhood must have sucked.
Okay. We're back to the nice list for you.
Okay.
Hit me with another one.
Oh, hit you with another one.
Yes.
It would have to be that classic from the TV special Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
And that
and
is
this is the song that Santa sings with the snow, the what's his name? The Winter Warlock. Put one foot in front of the other.
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. You never okay. will get
an awesome song. It just is.
Well, what is it that makes it awesome?
It's just a great song. I mean, why do you have to belabor this? Just take it for what it is.
Because I'm trying to have people like engaged in why we're picking these songs.
Well, that's because we're playing little pieces of it, so it's kind of like a musical podcast. It's awesome. People are digging this. They're going, wow, if that were an album, I'd buy it.
Oh, okay.
No?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. All right, my eighth favorite one is the old classic Melikalikimaka.
Okay.
Melikalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees
sway. That goes to my love of the Christmas Vacation movie.
Oh, okay.
Because there's that great scene where it's playing and the hot chick is swimming in the pool.
Oh.
Brings back fond memories.
Is that Christie Brinkley or no. Cheryl Teagues? Is that the wrong movie?
That's the wrong movie.
Oh, okay.
Christie Brinkley was in the first one, and she was in Vegas Vacation, maybe?
I don't know. Whatever.
But yeah, it all goes to that. It all goes to my love of having to watch that every year and hearing the song.
Okay.
So we're back to the naughty list?
To the naughty list.
Okay.
Here's something that I think everybody's going to enjoy.
Uh-oh.
It's a couple of beautifully voiced female singers, one of whom you may have known from her TV talk show quite a few years ago. It is Rosie O'Donnell and Gloria Estefan singing Gonna Eat for Christmas. From A Very Rosy Christmas. Let's take a listen. I think you'll enjoy.
Don't want tinsel, don't want bows, don't want Rudolph's shiny nose. I'm gonna eat for Christmas.
From my diet I was straight, but I'll work out the next day.
Oh, what a shock.
I'm gonna eat for Christmas.
So what did you think? Wasn't that great?
I can say that's why it's on your crappy list.
It's amazing. It's amazing. She also sings with people like Cher and Elmo. It's pretty good. It's a classic.
Oh, with the Giants. Okay.
Yes.
The Giants of the entertainment industry.
Yes.
And not just Rosie O'Donnell's weight.
That's so cruel. You're mean. Yes. You're a mean one, Mr. Chris.
That's right. Stink, stank, stunk.
Yes.
My number eight is Jingle Bells. By the
Singing Dogs.
By the Singing Dogs. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. By the Jingle Dogs, where it's just nothing but barking.
Uh-huh.
It makes me just one step away from picking up a rifle and going up to a clock tower and just taking people out.
You're so cruel.
Like the novelty songs is just, you know, it bothers me.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the chipmunk song?
The chipmunk song isn't bad, but this was like, it's like the meowing cat thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know when the Jingle Dogs came out, but it was just a, hey, look at this. Isn't this going to be funny? No, it's not.
No, it wasn't. But thanks for trying.
Yes.
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 Okay. I will second that.
Okay. All right.
Back to the good list?
Yes, back to the good list for you.
Okay. I think it would be the song Must Be Santa. Do you know the song Must Be Santa?
No.
No? Well, let's listen to it. This version's by the great Bob Dylan.
Who's got a beard that's long and white? Who's got a beard that's long and white? Who comes round on special night? Who's got a beard that's long and white? Who comes round on special night? Beard that's white. Must be Santa. Must be Santa.
Sounds like just a fun little song.
Yes.
It's called Must Be Santa.
Uh-huh.
And it's sung by Bob Dylan.
Nice.
And it's just a fun song. That's all there is to it.
You got some weird taste in music, pal.
Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus. What?
Nothing. Nothing. Just listening to you sing. That's all right.
I told you I was so full of Christmas spirit. Whatever.
Okay.
Well, which one do you like next?
Oh Holy Night, as done by Michael Crawford.
Change shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy.
Have you heard that one?
That's gay. Of course I have.
Okay.
I've heard every song ever written by every person. That's nice.
That one.
That's nice.
That one appears on the Trans-Siberian Orchestra DVD that they did a couple years ago, where it's the story of a girl who ran away and then she winds up. Yeah, and she winds up at like an old closed down theater. And all these like ghosts show up and start singing to her, and one of them is Michael Crawford.
Oh,
and
I didn't know he was dead.
Well, like Jules in it, and they do like a whole bunch of like other like stuff off of their album, and then they do a bunch of stuff that isn't on their album. And Michael Crawford's one of the ones that they did just for this, and I really like that version of it.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's festive.
It is. All right, back to the naughty list for you.
Back to the naughty list. Yes. Back to the naughty list. See, my naughty list also includes naughty, not necessarily songs I don't like, but songs that are just naughty.
Okay.
So there's a great song, one of those novelty songs, but I know you're going to like it. they're called The Little Stinkers, and it's called I Farted on Santa's Lap.
Mom made beans for dinner. You know I ate them all. Said, come get your coat on. Going to the mall. You're gonna visit Santa and sit upon his knee. But all that I could think about was how not to cut the cheese. Waiting there for Santa, I thought that I'd explode. The gas bubble grew bigger with every ho ho ho. Tried my best to hide it, that I was doing swell. But when I sat down on Santa's lap, he hollered, what's that smell?
I farted on Santa's lap. No Christmas is gonna stink.
Nice.
It's great. It's just sums up the holiday season. Because, you know, I think one of the worst jobs in the world would have to be a department store Santa.
But they're spreading love and joy, John.
No, they're not. They're spreading herpes.
Okay.
It's just awful.
Okay.
Can you not imagine? I mean, how... You see how people parent these days.
Yes, I do.
You know, they're probably getting beat up and sneezed on and pooped on and pissed on and their beards pulled and some snot-nosed kid sneezes on them and the guy ends up like dying of pneumonia on New Year's. It's awful. It's awful.
Wow.
That's all I'm saying. Back to you.
And that's all encapsulated within the song I Farted on Santa's Lap.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. My next one on my hated list is Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid.
Do they know it's Christmas time?
Yeah.
What an arrogant group of pricks that put this song out.
Why? They raise so much money.
Have you ever read the lyrics to Do They Know It's Christmas?
Well, there won't be snow in Africa.
Exactly.
Well, duh.
And they call themselves Band-Aid. Come on. And have all the douchey 80s, like, pop rock people standing in a room who have never done anything for fucking charity. And they're singing this song.
But it featured the amazing Bono, didn't it?
Yes. And it also featured the douchebags from Duran Duran and all those other European pop people.
And Bananarama.
And Bananarama.
Some of the ugliest women in rock music.
You know, and I would say this would be the shittiest version of a group of rock stars getting together to help people. But yeah. This is nothing compared to the heavy metal version that came out after this. It wasn't a Christmas song, but it was called We're Stars. And it was done by the group of metal people called Hearin' Aid, which was everybody from rock music. It was the guys from Motley Crue and the guys from Iron Maiden and fucking the guys from like all that shit. And it was like, really? Okay, you saw what the pop guys did and said, we can't be outdone. So you made a thing called Hearin' Aid and it made a shitty song. If it wasn't going to charity, I would think it was just a cash grab, but, you know, whatever. I'm very angry at those people. I don't know if you could tell. All right, back to the nice list.
Oh, you're so cynical, my friend. What happened to the Christmas spirit?
I don't know.
Hopefully you're going to be visited by three. You'll be visited by three ghosts. Back to the nice list?
No, yes.
My nice list?
Yes.
Sure, why not? For me, on my nice list,
yes,
this means to me, and what Christmas means to me,
okay,
done by Hanson.
Okay, so Hanson, come on, really?
Hanson, it's awesome.
The Umbop guys.
They were the Jonas Brothers of their day. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Christmas is the time of year when you can break out of your normal, bitter, cranky, crab-assy self and, you know, rock out to some Anne Murray.
Okay, sure.
Well, what do you got? What are you bringing to the party?
It's another Muppets. It's another Muppet song.
Uh-huh.
Called It Feels Like Christmas from Muppet Christmas Carol.
Singing of a street corner choir. It's going home and getting warm by the fire. It's true wherever you find love. It feels like Christmas.
A cup of kindness that we share with.
Really? See, yes. I thought you would have picked One More Sleep.
Who says I haven't? We're still not done with the list.
Hello?
Yeah, you there?
Oh. Oh, see, I limited myself to only one title per album.
No.
You just got lazy. Okay,
no,
never mind.
It's not that I'm lazy.
Carry on.
I picked the 10 songs that I will listen to no matter what.
Okay. Very well. Go ahead. Continue.
Okay. No, it's one of those songs that when you hear it and it's done in the overture of the movie and then they break into it later on, and it's just a happy, feel-good song that, you know.
Oh, so you're making fun of my happy, feel-good song, but your happy, feel-good song is okay.
Only because yours was done by Hanson.
Yours is done by an amphibian.
So?
Whatever.
All
okay,
right.
back to the naughty list.
Back to the naughty one.
Yep, back to the naughty list.
All right, hit me.
Hit you.
Yeah.
I don't know who this artist is. His name is Red Peters.
Okay.
And he's got a wonderful song for Christmas that I really want to play for every boy and girl out there. It's called You Ain't Getting Shit for Christmas.
Princess, you ain't getting shit for Christmas.
You can't shove that fruitcake up your ass.
Try something, Jerry. You can stick that fruitcake up your ass.
You ain't getting shit.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Puts you in the mood, doesn't it?
I feel so much more Christmassy now.
You should.
Okay.
So there you go.
There we go.
Yep.
All right. So my next one is All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey.
As a good one?
No, as a shit one.
Oh, really? I like that song.
You would. Come on.
I love that song.
No.
She sang it with Michael Bublé on his special last week.
It's another one of those, like, just written for a fucking cash grab. Like, she's going to ride that fucking train until the fucking side of a mountain. You know, she's like the dude at the end of Doctor Strangelove riding the missile.
The missile?
Right.
Really? Like, just, yee-haw, here we go, right into the fucking ground as fast as we can.
Oh, that's so cruel.
The only reason she did that song is so that she's fucking relevant every fucking Christmas.
But it's a good song.
No, it's not.
It's a fun song.
Oh. It's another one that makes me want to blow my brains out.
Oh.
Or other people, so just be
Grinch, Grinch, Grinch. Grinch, saying. Grinch, Grinch.
All right, then dazzle me with another happy one.
With another happy one?
Yes.
It's called The 12 Days of Christmas. However, this is done by Straight No Chaser.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love came to me.
11 pipers piping, 10 lords are leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids are melting, 7 swans are swimming, 6 geese are laying,
5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
So that's the third time 12 Days of Christmas is on our list this year.
It is.
It is.
Wow. We love and hate the 12 Days of Christmas, don't we?
Don't we? Yes, we do. Those damn pipers piping. It's like, just shut up.
Wow. Okay.
Lords are leaping. Somebody should hobble them.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. My next one on my favorites list is from a band that you've probably never heard of called Thousand Foot Crutch. And they have a rendition of Jingle Bell Rock that is like a balls out heavy metal version.
Uh-huh.
Jingle Bell Time! Jingle Bell! Jingle Bell!
And I just think that it's awesome. I think as a fan of heavy metal, there are certain albums and bands you gravitate towards during the holidays, and this is one of the ones that sounds really fucking good. Rock on.
Okay.
With your bad self.
Rock on. Uh-huh. Bang your head, doing the devil sign.
That's right.
That's awesome.
So heavy metal Christmas, that's my thing.
Okay.
Okay, back to the naughty list.
Back to the naughty list.
Yes.
Little ditty by, I think, one of the world's greatest comedians that we have today, even though he has a little heartburn, Larry the Cable Guy. It's a wonderful holiday tune called Donnie the Retard. Here's a clip.
Donnie the Retard had an 8-pound waterhead. He was 5'3", and he said to me, "I like biscuits."
Oh, my. And people, like, go to pay to see him live, huh?
Well, I don't know if they do anymore. He's probably resigned to doing Strawberry Festival.
Okay.
You could hear that?
I could hear that, yeah.
The whole thing?
No.
Like, loud and clear?
No. You could just kind of hear it in the background.
Oh. It just puts me in a holiday mood. That's all I gotta say.
Okay. But that's on your bad list. So why does that put you in a holiday?
It's on the naughty list.
Oh, it's on the naughty list, but you actually like some of the naughty songs.
I do like some of the naughty songs.
Okay.
I've been naughty this year.
Yes, you have. Okay, so my next one takes some explaining.
Uh-oh.
It's the Christmas classic, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And there's a reason. But here, have a clip.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents.
The reason that I dislike this song so much is because that anybody who has done it since the original has no fucking concept of what the lyrics mean. I'll Be Home for Christmas was written about soldiers that could ultimately not be home for Christmas, mm-hmm. which is why there's the whole thing at the end, but only in my dreams.
Uh-huh.
And the fucking assholes of today, all the pop people who want to play a Christmas standard, take this and it's like, and they have no concept of why the lyrics are what they are. And it bothers me every time there's a happy like version of it, because ultimately it's a sad Christmas song.
Well, Christmas is a sad time of the year.
Exactly, but why does everybody who remakes it have to do a happy version? Because it's
what
not.
Happy version? I can't remember a happy version of I'll Be Home for Christmas.
There's versions of it of people who have done it recently.
Like who?
I don't
like
remember.
Who?
I don't pay attention.
Well, what? Whatever. Whatever.
I'm just saying. I think that people, instead of doing cash grabs for shit, they need to sit down and be like, well, what is this really about?
Do you really think anybody in today's society is going to do that?
They
really?
Should.
Really?
They should.
Oh, please.
They should.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right, back to your good list.
Back to my good list.
Come on, hit me with something.
It's a song called River. And the version I've got here is by Sister Hazel.
It's coming on Christmas. They're cutting down trees. They're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
It's just kind of a melancholy Christmas song.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, take a listen. See what you think.
I already played the clip.
Oh, was it good? Did you like it?
See, you're putting me in a Christmas. Okay. Was that off your computer or was that off the TV?
That was off the TV. I'm watching the Roseanne Binge-a-thon.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, there's nothing else on.
Okay.
Okay, so your next one?
My next favorite. We're on favorites, right? Yeah.
Yes.
My next favorite is the old classic by Run DMC, Christmas in Hollis.
It was December 24th on Hollis Avenue at the dark, when I seen a man chilling with his dog at the park. I approached him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Looked at his dog, oh my God, a ill reindeer. But then I was really cool, the man had a beard and a bag full of 12.
There is nothing that screams Christmas to me in a way that better than Christmas in Hollis.
And you don't think that was a cash grab by a rap group to get cash in on the Christmas market?
No, I think at the time
they
really felt
that. You think they were doing it for the right reasons? Is that what it is?
I think that they felt that there was a gap in hip-hop Christmas music. And at the time, they were probably right.
You know, I think there still is a gap in hip-hop Christmas music.
You mean Kanye doesn't have a Christmas album out?
Well, you know, Yeezus doesn't.
Yeezus. I love Christmas in Hollis. And it always harkens back to one of the greatest Christmas movies ever, which is Die Hard.
Okay.
Which is where I first became aware of it. And I said, what is that song? It sounds so cool. Turned out to be Run DMC.
Wow. Okay.
Mom's cooking up some chicken and collard greens. Come on. Brilliant.
So I guess we could pair that up with the Dap Kings, There Ain't No Chimneys in the Ghetto, huh?
I can't say I've ever heard that one, but sure, if you say.
They performed it on the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, that's right, didn't they? Okay.
Yes.
All right, now I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
It's just not as good as Christmas in Hollis.
All right, if you insist.
I do.
Okay.
All right, naughty list.
Naughty list. Oh, well, I guess I would have to say it's a little ditty by a kind of a big band singer by the name of Rudy Cassoni. It's off his album Snowballs, and it's called Crippled Mike.
Here comes Crippled Mike, riding to church on his three-wheeled bike, getting hit with snowballs from the tykes, wiping out on Christmas Day.
It's a very naughty song, but I think you'll like it. Just saying.
You know this audience well, John.
Yes, I know they will. I mean, I think Crippled Mike will become a new holiday favorite. In fact, probably like Carrie Underwood will be doing a cover of it next season. That's how good it is.
Okay.
So, there you go. Crippled Mike.
All right. Next on my hated list is Santa Baby.
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa Baby. So hurry.
Aww. Which one? The Madonna version?
Any of them.
Really?
I think that it's one of the most hard songs ever written.
Oh, dude, what? You're harsh in my mellow. It's the Christmas season.
I'm just saying.
The original version sung by Eartha Kitt, TV's Catwoman?
Yes.
You don't like that?
No.
You're an asshole. You don't deserve Christmas, okay? I'm just saying that to you.
Why?
You do not deserve Christmas because you're an asshole.
No,
you cannot enjoy the spirit of the season.
Because I don't like Santa Baby?
Yes.
Okay, sure.
That's horrible that you don't like Santa Baby.
You know, it's not like I put I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, which is another horrible song.
That's a great song.
Another childhood scarring song. Hey, your mom's a whore and she's kissing Santa Claus and shh, don't tell daddy.
That's not what it's about. It's about childhood innocence.
Unless, you know, dad's behind the in the corner, just like, you know, has his pants up down. He's just slowly jerking at his mom's.
Stop. Oh, see? No? You know. Oh, well.
That's why it's on my hated list. But okay.
All right. Whatever.
All right. What's next for you on the good one?
What's next for me is a little ditty by Rodney Carrington. It's called Who Put the Dick on the Snowman?
Hey! Who put the dick on the snowman? And embarrass the family. You could have used a ball bat, a cucumber, okay, or a zucchini.
And there you have it. It's just a fun Christmas time activity.
Weren't we supposed to be on the nice list?
Oh, is that the nice list?
Never mind.
Oh, I thought we're on the bad list.
No, because you always go first, don't you?
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Well, I like that song.
You like that song?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Let's play it all the way through.
We can't.
Oh.
We can't.
Okay.
Because if we do, we can get sued.
Oh, who listens to us that would sue us?
And I don't have enough. I don't have money to put towards lawyers and shit. So
okay,
so look that up online, kids, because I'm sure Who Put the Dick on the Snowman is probably online somewhere.
It's an awesome song.
Okay, so back to favorites.
Uh-huh.
My number three is from a rock opera from 1991 from the band called Sabotage. And it was a Christmas song that would go on to be legendary because in order to do the Christmas part, they made another band. And that band was Trans-Siberian Orchestra. And the song was Christmas Eve Sarajevo, which is Carol of the Bells, but heavy metal style.
Christmas
Okay. I would agree with that.
So, love the song. Video is very cool. It's another one that's off of their video, the DVD that they put out.
Mm-hmm.
It's an instrumental version of it, and it's a metal band and a string band together doing Christmas carols. And
oh, how nice.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Yes. Very, very cool song.
Very, very cool song. Well, I think my number three would be off of that classic John Denver and the Muppets, A Christmas Together. And it's Christmas is Coming.
Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat.
Nice.
Please do put the penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got the penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got the halfpenny, then...
I always love that song when they say Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. Like, isn't there something about a pig, too, and...
Bring us some figgy pudding. Now bring us some figgy pudding. Figgy pudding? No, figgy. Figgy.
Ah, the Muppets.
Made with figs and bacon. What? What?
Oh, the classic. Muppets.
Classic. Yes,
absolutely.
Nothing about singing about eating your friends.
That's right.
Ho, ho, ho.
All right, back to the naughty or hated list.
Yes. What do you got?
Another one that you might disagree with, but I'm going to put it out there anyway, called Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop in.
Okay. I love that song. All 3,000 versions of it. Including the most recent one done by Jimmy Fallon on Saturday Night Live last weekend.
Lots of people have made claims that it's like about, it could almost be about like rape, because, you know, the guy's trying to get the girl to stay and she doesn't want to stay. And I just don't like it because it's one of the most disjointed songs ever, where they're singing over each other and it's just hard to pay attention to. And, you know, the one that I always hear is Dean Martin, and I don't like that song.
Oh, okay. There's a really horrible version that came out last year by Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta, who released a Christmas album together.
Yes, that was the other one that I was going to mention. I'm glad you brought that up, where
yes.
The roles are reversed, and
yes.
Olivia Newton-John is trying to get John Travolta to stay.
Yes.
And it, at one point, it sounds like he's weeping in order to, like, leave. It's like you just want him to turn around and be like, look, I don't like chicks anymore, I'm sorry. Okay. Let's see, what are we up to? That was bad. Did you do a bad?
I don't know. Did I?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
All right, go back to your good list then.
Go back to my good list. Yes. Oh. Well, we're down to the top two. And it's very hard for me to choose between these, but I'm going to choose.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that my number two is from a Christmas album by Nico.
Okay.
Can you guess what it is?
No.
No?
Hit me.
Hit you? Hit you? What can you get a Wookiee for Christmas?
What can you get a Wookiee?
Good old Star Wars Christmas music.
Oh, it just captures the whole spirit and that frustration of finding the perfect gift for someone who's hard to shop for. And, I just love, what can you get a Wookiee for Christmas?
Okay.
I love that whole album, Christmas in the Stars.
We talked about that one, what was it, last week? About John Bon Jovi?
John Bon Jovi's on it.
Yeah. I don't see that in your list anywhere.
What?
The John Bon Jovi song.
Well, I told you, I was very, very selective to only pick one from each album.
I know. All right, so my number two favorite, you said it before, One More Sleep Till Christmas by the Muppets. But actually, it's Kermit.
Yep.
From Muppet Christmas Carol.
There's magic in the air this evening, magic in the air. The world is at her best, you know, when people love and care. The promise of excitement is one the night will keep. After all, there's only one more sleep till Christmas.
Okay.
Where he's Bob Cratchit and he's closing up for Christmas. And he's...
And that great scene where he's walking down the street with Tiny Tim on his shoulders, and you know that the street is like a big drum that's being rotated.
The best part is when he ice skates with the penguins.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because that's the classic part of the whole thing.
Yes.
So that's my number two. I love One More Sleep Till Christmas. It's one of those things.
Number two. Okay.
You know, it's not Christmas until I hear that song.
Okay, I can go with that.
Okay.
Very classic movie.
Yes.
It was wonderful. Okay.
All right, so back to your naughty.
Back to my naughty list.
Yep.
It's another one by the fabulous Larry the Cable Guy. It's called The Most Wonderful Ass.
The most wonderful ass I have seen. It's firm and it's round and it's lean and it's mean. Too bad she's 14. But we've all been to the mall, so you know what I mean.
Nice.
It's good.
Again.
And again.
Why do people do that?
Because it's a funny little clip. It's a clip.
Christmas.
Yes.
All right. So my number two most hated. Don't know if you've ever heard it. It's called Christmas Cat.
No, I have
Thank
not.
Thank you, Santa, for finding us. Dear cat, wake up. We are saved. I'm sorry, Mouse, but your friend has died. There's nothing.
It's the story of a cat that gets thrown out at Christmas time.
Oh, Jesus. I hate the... Oh, you know? Oh.
And he meets a mouse, and then the cat dies.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a story about the mouse. Makes no fucking sense.
Oh, that's as bad as that awful one, The Christmas Shoes.
Dude, stop.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, am I getting ahead of us?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So Christmas Cat, I believe there's a website where you can go like, and it just plays the Christmas Cat song
forever and ever and ever.
I think so. Hang on.
Oh, that's really pathetic.
It's not How to Wrap a Cat for Christmas. Where the hell is it? I don't know. I'll have to find it. It's there it is, hang on. Christmas Cat song. No, that's Jingle Cats. Son of a bitch. Anyway, I'll find it. Is it the Cat Carol? Would that be it? Maybe this is it. Yeah, I'll have to put this on on the website. It's called The Christmas Cat, but it's the website is like The Cat Carol or something.
Okay.
It's really, really bad. Hang on, we got. All right. So, this takes us to your number one favorite Christmas song. So, what is your number one favorite Christmas song, John?
My number one favorite Christmas song is... Yes. Drum roll, please. Mr. Heat Miser. Version is by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Oh, it's not Arnold Schwarzenegger singing it?
No.
Oh.
But I love that song.
And that's, of course, from Year Without a Santa?
A Year Without a Santa Claus. Uh-huh, that's right.
See?
Yes.
And it's Cold Miser and Heat Miser are fighting?
Is Heat Miser and Snow Miser.
Snow Miser. That's right.
Yes.
Oh, it's been a while since I've seen those.
Yes. You should dig it out. It's a classic. I'm sure you'll love it.
And what makes this your favorite of them all?
Just is. I don't know. It's just such a fun song, and it makes me think of Christmas.
Okay. All right.
Makes me think of Christmas. Fa la la.
So my number one favorite is, again, from Trans-Siberian Orchestra, except this time it is not a heavy metal song.
Okay.
It is a song called Old City Bar.
If you want to arrange it, this world you can change it. If we could somehow make this Christmas thing last by helping a neighbor, even a stranger, to know who needs help, you need only.
Okay.
It tells the story of a group of people that are in a bar on Christmas Eve, and they help a little girl get home. So in a landscape of songs that have to do with either like one of the two mythical people in Christmas, you know, whether it be Jesus or whether it be Santa Claus, it has nothing to do with that. It's just a Christmas song about people helping other people on Christmas. And it's one of those songs, love it, can't think of a Christmas where I haven't listened to it.
Okay.
So, it's a very cool song.
Lovely.
So, that brings us to our final for the
night. Worst song of the year.
All right. Do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
You can go first, because okay. mine wraps up the whole conversation in a nice little red ribbon package.
Okay. So my number one is something that John spoiled before. It is a song called Christmas Shoes. And here, have a listen. Heaven's love, as it backed me and ran out. I knew that God had sent that little boy to remind me what Christmas is all about. If you guys have never heard the whole song, it tells a heartwarming story of is it a little boy or a little girl?
Little boy.
Little boy who's off buying shoes for his sick mother in case she meets Jesus
tonight.
And there's a guy standing in line listening to this who decides that God has given this little mother's cancer so that he understands, the dude standing in line understands what the meaning of Christmas is all about.
Yes, and I guess the meaning of Christmas is to buy some red hooker heels,
yeah,
for a stranger.
There has been movies, there have been books, there have been all kinds of shit written about this one idea. And I think there's been a bunch of TV movies like that show up on Lifetime every year about the Christmas shoes. And it is a horrid, wretched, fucking depressing song that if you want to be depressed during the holidays, this is the one to listen to.
I think that's the song you should play when you blow your brains out.
It probably is a lot on a lot of people's suicide playlists.
But you know what makes it worse?
What?
When they made it into a TV movie, it starred Rob Lowe.
Yes, that was the one version, yes. Yes, and how they make a whole movie out of a fucking 3-minute song, I don't know, or however long that is.
They did it masterfully.
But it is a wretched...
captured the Christmas spirit, and it was, oh my God, just heart-wrenching.
It's a wretched...
makes you go home and hug your kids.
No, it's a wretched piece of
kids,
entertainment.
I don't have any.
That's right.
Oh, it's a classic piece of Americana.
Oh, it's a classic piece of shit.
It's so sad.
Okay, so what's your number one?
See, my number one, and this is why you love me, because I am able to bring it all home, so to speak.
Okay.
The number one horrible song this year, from the number one horrible album this year, from the number one horrible piece of shit reality show this year, is Duck the Halls.
Duck the Halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season.
Now, did you actually buy this song?
Of course not. People buy music? How does that happen?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't know. Why? See, now here's the cash grab thing. Why the fuck would they do this? Without, you know, they're all good Christians. Why are they trying to make extra money here? You think this is them? You think this is A&E? Where do you think this falls in?
I think it's pandering to the lowest common denominator.
Rednecks across the country?
Yes.
I don't know. I saw this on your list and I was like, oh my, we're going to have to play this.
oh my God, it's horrible. It's, and I mean, I have a lot of bad music to choose from.
Yeah.
This is really the worst.
Well, you said you picked like 60 songs and then had to whittle it down to like 10.
Yes. And like I said, this one is the worst. Cut and dry.
Oh, man.
Yep.
I think my ears are bleeding. Am I keeping you up?
You are. Ugh.
Do you have to get to bed early so Santa Claus can show up?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Oh, well. There's our list of our favorites and our most hated or naughty, because someone, John's, he actually likes.
Yes.
So, I'm sure we missed a whole bunch, like you said. Are there any that you really wanted to put on the list, but since I capped you at 10?
No. The exercise was to come up with 10 and 10, and that's what I did.
Okay.
So there.
Such a good boy.
So there you have it. Merry Christmas, everyone. From our home to yours, we just hope that you're going to be snuggled in bed with some hot cocoa and a little peppermint stick and dog lapping at your toes while the winds are blowing outside and the fire's roaring in front of you. And if you're homeless, well, at least you find a nice warm trash can.
I don't think we have that many homeless listeners. Because how do they download it?
Well, on their iPhones?
Through Stitcher. Yeah, I guess. If you're homeless, go seek a shelter somewhere.
There you go.
Don't be sad on Christmas.
Don't be sad on Christmas and just, you know, join in a rousing chorus of Who Put the Dick on the Snowman.
I think you should just listen to the Tiny Tim song for...
For 24 hours straight?
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe that's what I'll do.
There you go.
Yes.
Or the 12 Days of Christmas by Jim Nabors. Donnie the Retard. Which, you know, Crippled Mike. Whichever one of these that you want to put on repeat.
Oh, they're all so wonderful.
I'm really keeping you up, ain't I?
What?
I'm really you keeping are. You up, ain't I?
You are. I just said that.
Okay. Well, we all hope you have a Merry Christmas. There'll be one more show before next year.
There will.
And then we're into 2014. Woohoo.
Wow. 2014, coming up quick, huh?
Yep. So if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter. You can listen to us on Stitcher. You know, all the other stuff that we always talk about. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
To all of them.